Hello everyone, this is Matthew Fraley with BreakpointTrades.com. This is the weekend newsletter, part two, the commodities edition, for Sunday, October 25th. Steve Nelson is doing part one, and that's on the general market analysis. And I think we're doing it about the same time, so you may or may not get part one first, or you may get part two first. But anyway, we decided to separate the newsletters into two separate sections this weekend. Because I think commodities are important to watch here, so I wanted to put them in their own separate place. And anyway, the market, as you'll find out from Steve, is kind of tricky here. We could make a case for the market going higher, or some kind of top formed. But the way the commodities look, it looks like a lot of commodities, such as crude oil, oil and energy stocks, and gold, could maybe have one more move up. And that would support maybe another move up in the general market. Again, a lot of it depends on U.S. dollar, and that's what I'll be talking about first tonight. So let's get this update started. Quite a few charts here. And again, all the charts here have numbers to the left so that you can keep track of where I'm talking. So number one is the table. It shows you what general commodities did last week. You can see it's generally mixed. You have some red in here. General commodities, the CRB was up about 1.5% last week. But commodity stocks themselves, which is the CRX index, was down 1.8%. Crude oil was up nicely, closed at almost 80.5. But oil and energy stocks were down. Gold was up slightly, only 0.22%. It was up much higher earlier in the week. But gold stocks fell 3.6%. So you can kind of see a recurring theme here. The commodities were up last week, but their respective commodity stocks were down. So that's something to watch. The U.S. dollar fell once again, but only 0.2% this week. And otherwise, most of the other commodity metals, silver, copper, platinum, palladium, were up, as well as heating oil, gasoline. So again, what we've seen is the stocks, commodity stocks themselves, weaken and pull back slightly this week while the commodities moved higher. And that's kind of a warning sign. I think the commodities are also getting close to a top, guys. But they could have one more move up here, and I'm going to discuss that. So let's move on. Chart number two is a daily chart of the U.S. dollar. Again, nothing's really changed. The U.S. dollar, we still think it's in the process of completing a five-wave downtrend. It was up on Friday, nice, up 0.5% on Friday, but one day doesn't change the trend. And so you can see here the dollar is, looks like it's in its fifth wave decline, and it looks like it's nearing the end of its fifth wave. Again, one candle up doesn't say that the dollar's bottom is in. It has positive divergence here. And I think one other thing to watch is the U.S. dollar S&P ratio. That's just under the MACD there. And you can draw a nice trend line there. Ratio analysis, I really like ratio analysis by drawing trend lines on ratios. And again, that's something to watch. So we got to keep an eye on the dollar here real close. As we know, the market, the general market, S&P 500 Dow, as well as commodities, have been moving inverse to the U.S. dollar. You know, everyone is, you know, thinks that the general market has rallied so much, such as the S&P and Dow. But, you know, a lot of that is negated by the fall in the U.S. dollar. So another thing to consider is that, you know, a lot of the companies, this is off commodities for a second, but, you know, a lot of the, you know, we're in the heart of earnings season for the general stock market. Many major U.S. companies are now global, and they're reporting good earnings. But you got to wonder is how much of that is coming from a fall in the U.S. dollar, which increases their overseas profits. You know, something to consider. So when the U.S. dollar finally does rally, you know, that could put a damper on some of the longer term or some of the earnings in the future for U.S. companies. So as you see on this U.S. dollar, where it's in some kind of fifth wave decline, it's in the ending stages of the fifth wave. There's a falling wedge forming here. But again, in order for the U.S. dollar to really put in a bottom, it has to have a strong reversal to the upside. Or what could happen is we could have a capitulation where it sells down really hard, you know, takes out any last short positions, and and then reverses to the upside. So it could have a quick reversal down, and then what you'd want to see is then a reversal up. So again, I think we just need to keep an eye on U.S. dollar. It's still too early to say that some kind of bottom is in, but it's something we're keeping an eye on. The commercials traders, the COT data, I put this on the chart. You can see the commercials were short, net short, 15,000 contracts. That's futures contracts and the March highs. And they slowly covered those futures and they started going long. And now they are net long 13,000 contracts. So they've come full circle here. And again, that 13,000 doesn't mean it's a buy, but the commercial traders, which is theoretically the smart money, is going long, as you can see. So again, the U.S. dollar is key here. Chart number three is a daily longer term chart of the U.S. dollar. And again, you can see the same pattern. But the reason I show you this is because you can go further back and you can see the very nice bull wedge forming here. But if the U.S. dollar was to spike down here, there's another support just over 74, which correlates to that June 2008 high. So again, we got to watch the U.S. dollar real close here, guys. Chart number four is actually on the watch list. It's the U.S. dollar ETF, UUP, and when the U.S. dollar puts in a bottom, which again is not yet confirmed, I think UUP could be a swing trade long. Again, it's not a fast mover, as you know, and it is on the watch list. On a watch list, we now have a section at the top called long-term trade ideas. They are all untriggered trade ideas. We have some short trades for the market, and we have UUP. But again, when this breaks, this could be become a long, you know, a nice swing trade long. But again, I have some resistance areas here. It's got to break those before it really reverses. And the last chart in the U.S. dollar, chart number five, is U.S. dollar futures. In TradeStation, the symbol is at DX. This is a 240-minute chart. You can see a nice bullish falling wedge here forming. And depending on how you draw the trend lines here, it broke one trend line to the upside, and there's another downtrend line which has not broken. So the U.S. dollar is up this evening a little bit. And again, one could argue that there's a bottom here, or this could be a little fourth wave bounce in the very short term. They need to get one more decline down. There's a, you know, for the bulls here, for the dollar, I'd like to see it get over that spike high, that horizontal line just over the 76 area. So again, we'll just keep an eye on U.S. dollar this week. Now moving on to general commodities. Chart number six is a daily chart of the CRB index. You can see that the CRB index bottomed in March of this year, exactly the same time when the general stock market bottomed. Nice bullish falling wedge there with positive divergence. You can count five ways down, so nice pattern. And the move up is, we consider it some kind of ABC move up. It's now in its final C wave move up. There's no divergence on the short-term MACD. So if commodities want to move up here higher, a potential target could be maybe that 38% Fibonacci retracement from the July highs to the March lows, but we'll just have to see. Either way, you know, this is the way the pattern's unfolding. And chart number seven is the ETF DBC. That's the commodity ETF. Again, it's the same pattern, so nothing more to discuss there. Chart number eight is DBC again. It's a shorter term chart. On October 8th, I had this symmetrical triangle forming, and it broke out of the triangle. Again, there's no negative divergence in the MACD here. It is overbought in the short term, so again, I could see commodities maybe pulling back here a little bit, but then having one more move up, and maybe that would set the top. But for now, I don't see any divergence. Chart number nine is a daily chart of the CRX. That's the commodity stock index. Not the commodities themselves, but the related commodity stocks. You can see a rising wedge that is forming here, just like the general market, the S&P and Dow. Hasn't broken its wedge. There is negative divergence, but it's something to watch. It's definitely a bearish pattern. It can move higher within the wedge, but it is a bearish pattern. And that goes along, you know, if the U.S. dollar, you know, forming some kind of, you know, bull wedge. So it's the mirror opposite. Chart number 10 is a weekly chart of the CRX index. You can see commodities, stocks peaked in June, July of last year, 2008. And they've had this, you know, huge V rally along with the general stock market. But obviously, you know, this is some kind of bear wedge or bear rising wedge pattern. You know, even if it wasn't going to come back to the lows, these bearish wedges, you know, it needs a rest. It needs some kind of pullback eventually, again. And it mirrors the daily chart above. It's not a sell yet, but it's something to keep an eye on longer term. Now moving on to crude oil. Chart number 11 is the daily chart of crude oil. On stock charts, the symbol is WTIC. And again, I had this chart plotted as an ascending triangle on October 10th. You can see my comments. Crude oil has been moving up in this five-wave uptrend. It's now in its fifth wave. Resistance was 75. That was taken out almost 2 weeks ago. And it's had a nice move up here to about $82. The triangle has two patterns. Pattern, depending on where you measure it, if you measure from 65 to 75, that's 10 points. And so 10 plus 75 is 85. So $85 would be one potential price target. The other price target, if you measured it from 65 to or 60 to 75, that's $15. 75 plus 15 is a target of 90. So either way, crude oil, at least by the, you know, pattern, hasn't achieved its price target yet. Doesn't mean it has to, but it hasn't. There's no negative divergence either on the MACD. You can see I have that marked. It's very overbought in the short term. So, again, if the U.S. dollar still has a little more decline, what I could see is crude oil having a little pullback, but then one more nice move up to complete the pattern. I doubt it's popped yet. I think it's a little overbought in the short term, but I still think it probably has more upside. Another thing to watch is the crude oil S&P ratio at the top. You can see you draw these trend lines in the ratio, which I've stated the ratios are excellent at identifying trends. And so if that breaks the uptrend line, that would be a sell. But obviously, as you can see, it is not. Next, moving on, chart number 12 is a daily chart of USO. Of course, that's the crude oil ETF. A similar pattern. It broke out of a symmetrical triangle. It's moved up nicely. You can see the ratio at the top. Again, there's no negative divergence here, as I state in the comments. So I could see maybe a pullback. That high at $40 there is a potential support area. But then I think we move up one more time. Okay, now let's look at a shorter term. Chart number 13, this is why I think crude oil still has more room to move to the upside after a pullback. Chart number 13 is USO. Of course, the crude oil ETF on a 60-minute chart, and I have wave count plotted on here. Again, you know, many of you ask, "Oh, you know, wave count. You know, what's the use of it?" You know, well, this is how I use wave count as a general guideline. If it's obvious to me, the peak in USO recently looks like some kind of third wave top. So it looks like it's in a fourth wave consolidation. And once that consolidation is over, I think crude oil, USO will have one more move up in a fifth wave. So I could see crude oil making one more high after a consolidation here, which would be a fourth wave. And so that analysis fits exactly with crude oil above having a consolidation, but then moving higher to those price targets potentially at, you know, $85 to $90. So that's my analysis for crude oil, guys. I think it's consolidating here in a fourth wave. But then after that, it's got one more move up. But once we get that other move up, guys, I think crude oil will have topped, okay? And I think you could look at a longer-term short trade. But I think right now it's too early to short. Chart number 14, moving on to oil and energy stocks. My analysis is basically the same as it for the oil and energy stocks as it is for crude oil itself. BPNER is the bullish percent oil and energy index. It is at a warning. It is at 93.3%, extremely toppy. You can see the last tops occurred around this level. And if you go back many years, the BPNER tends to top at these levels. Okay, but that doesn't mean it's a sell right now. Again, there is negative divergence developing here, and so that's definitely a warning sign. But if oil and energy stocks play out like crude oil, what I think could happen is they get one more move up after a consolidation, and then I think they are topped. But definitely the BPNER up at these high levels tells you that they are no longer nice entries for swing trades. The time to enter oil and energy stocks for swing trades is when it's down there in the 20 and 30 percentile range, like it was in July. Chart number 15 is a daily chart of XLE, energy ETF. And again, you can see the BP&ER plot at the top. It's useful. You can see that nice buy signal when BP&ER broke above the 13 EMA in July. That was an excellent buy. And XLE broke out of a little resistance area at 56 here a few weeks back, and it's consolidating now. There's no negative divergence there, so I think after a little short-term consolidation here, I think XLE will have one more move higher, okay? And that brings me to the next chart, which is chart number 16 is the 60-minute chart of XLE. And again, you can see, I think that recent top there, you can see where we hit that uptrend line. We perfectly back-tested it, and I had this chart in last weekend's newsletter. We back-tested that, and we're pulling back here. But I think this pullback, again, is a wave four, okay, guys? And so I don't think the top is in yet. I think it's got one more move up, but if they get one more move up here in wave five, I think oil energy stocks will be topped, and I think then we can maybe look at entering an energy short ETF such as DUG, etc. So I think they probably have one more move up if this is a fourth wave pullback. Same with DIG. That's the next chart, number 17. That's the oil and gas ETF, the ultra oil and gas ETF. Again, it has the same type of pattern, some kind of wedge forming, maybe a fourth wave consolidation. One more move up should set a fifth wave, and that'll be some kind of top in those oil and energy stocks. And chart number 18 is Dow Jones Basic Resources Index, and it's forming a rising wedge here. So again, a lot of these energy, oil and energy stocks and resource stocks look like they might have another move up, but I think that'll be the final move. Now moving into gold. It's kind of a similar pattern. Chart number 19 is a daily chart of gold. And this is the same chart pattern I had back in August and early September. Gold broke out of this bullish ABCDE symmetrical triangle pattern, and it's been moving, stair-stepping up ever since. The pattern measures to a price target of about 1185, or about 1085 to 1100. And it hasn't achieved its price target. Right now it's consolidating. So let's move on and let's look at chart number 20 is the ETF, GLD. This is on the watch list, by the way. Pretty similar to my Thursday evening update, GLD appears to be forming some kind of, you can see the consolidation. You can see the triangle pattern, the breakout. We went long GLD on September 1st, so we've been long this for almost 2 months now on the watch list. Again, guys, the watch list, I get so many members who email me and say, oh, you know, breakpoint trade, you know, it's the watch list ideas are too short term. We have quite a few short term ideas, and that's true, but they're not all short term. This is a swing trade. We've been in it for almost 2 months. You could work a job and play this. And we have a new longer term swing trade section. But anyway, I digress. The current action here appears to be some kind of bullish consolidation, volumes declining, appears to be some support around the 20 EMA. And so I think gold probably has another push up here, move up higher. Again, that would fit with the gold chart above, meaning its price target. And also, as you remember, the oil and energy stocks look like they have one more move up after a consolidation, and that would fit that. So, you know, so let's see if we move up higher to the upside on this pattern. Chart number 21 is a longer-term chart of GLD, and if it did pull back sufficiently more, that other horizontal area would be support. And chart number 22 is the 240 gold YG futures. You can see it's forming a kind of a triangle pattern here. And I really don't want to see it break down below 1040 much, but that's the futures 240 minute look. Now, moving on to gold and precious metals stocks. That's chart number 23. And the chart number 23 is the bullish percent gold miners index, and it works just like the bullish percent energy stocks. This chart's kind of interesting. You could think of it like a semi-mechanical system. I don't use this purely for a mechanical system because sometimes it can get you in and out a little late, but sometimes, you know, it trends pretty well. You can see the BP GDM when it crosses above or below the 8-day moving average below, and the parabolic SAR, that tends to give you pretty good buy and sell signals. And so what you can see here is that currently the BP GDM is overlaid right on the 8-day moving average, and the parabolic SAR is right here. So it looks like gold stocks, at least on this index, is on the verge of giving a sell signal. So gold stocks really need to start moving up here right away if they're going to have another move up, I think. Chart number 24 is GDX. That's the gold stock ETF. You know, it had a symmetrical triangle pattern similar to gold. It broke out of that. It moved up on a nice volume for a bull wedge. And it's consolidating again just over the 20-day moving average. And, of course, they're well above their 50-day. So I think gold stocks here, you know, if oil energy stocks and the other commodity stocks have another move higher after some consolidation, I think gold stocks probably will too. But I don't want to see them break down much more than this. Okay. Chart number 25 is a 60-minute chart of GDX. You can see it's trying to find some support around that gap area. You can see it's hit that gap area in the high 46 range three times now. So back on October 5th and last week. And I will be following this closely this week. And so if it starts to turn up here, I may go long gold stocks for a trade. Okay, and I'll mention this on the blog. But right now, I am not long gold stocks. I've been out of them for at least over a week. You can see when the ratio at the top gave a sell signal quite a while ago, which is good because they've been consolidating and meandering down here since then. And chart number 26 is a 15-minute chart of GDX. I drew a downtrend line and a ratio at the top, so I'm going to watch for that to turn up. There is some positive divergence forming on the MACD. Again, kind of a sloppy pattern, really. It's hard to... I might just need more time to morph out here. However, the bottom, the 60-period stochastics, if that turns up over 20%, then I may... that'll be a good sign that maybe gold stocks are going to bounce and have one more move up. Again, you'd want to see it go above 20%. You want to see the volume increase, and you want to see the ratio confirm that as well. That 60-period stochastics, as you can see, has been very good. Chart number 27 is the Dow Jones Gold Mining Index, and I'm not sure exactly what gold stocks are in here. I don't think too many. I think it's more the majors. You know, it could be forming a little ascending triangle here, but resistance is above, so the pattern's not bearish, so again, that would support maybe one more move up in gold stocks. Chart number 28 is the gold S&P 500 ratio. Kind of an interesting way to look at gold stocks. The ratio here is forming a symmetrical triangle pattern, as you can see. So if this moves to the upside, that would be potentially bullish for gold. And maybe, argue for one more move up. And the last set of charts, are some individual gold stocks. Again, I looked through all the gold stocks this weekend, and a lot of them are pretty sloppy. So, you know, these are some of the ones that stood out a little more, such as AUY. That was one of the best-looking ones, kind of forming a bull flag here, as you can see. And the volume patterns are nice. EGO, nice uptrend still. The volume patterns are pretty good. That one looks okay to me. Chart number 31, ANV. You know, trying to find some support here. The volume patterns aren't bad. It's a thin stock, though. And EXK, chart number 32, it's a little silver stock. Resistance is around 330. 34, chart number 34, GRS. You can see the volume patterns are still quite nice. Chart number 35, HL, resistance around 510. 36, IBN, another little gold stock. Course, chart number 37. We need to see gold stocks turn up here, and I would just play one or two of them, guys. Don't load the boat on them. Maybe play some of the best ones. I like AUY a little bit here, EGO, or keep it simplistic, play the GDX. But again, you want to see some kind of reversal, use the 60-minute GDX chart as well as the 15-minute GDX chart, that 60-period stochastics. And again, for oil and energy stocks, I think they have another move up here after some consolidation. Just to keep it simple, I'd rather play the ETF such as XLE or DIG. And that does it, guys. We will keep an eye, of course, on all these this week. And the U.S. dollar, I will be plotting, keep you up to date on the blog during the day and, of course, on the intra-week updates. And that does it. Have a great evening. Talk to you later.